Welcome to the world of CompuServe Forums, electronic communities of people with common interests who are eager to share information, exchange views, and even offer advice. How can you use CompuServe Forums? Let us show you now.
The following overview will demonstrate how you can use WinSim to visit CompuServe Forums, exchange messages with other members, find programs in forum libraries, even participate in live online conversations. This world of global communication is incredibly diverse and vast, and it's ever-expanding. There are hundreds of special interest forums relating to work, hobbies, and current events, available anytime and from virtually anywhere. But the best way to learn about forums is to experience one firsthand. So let's get going.
Let me introduce myself. I'm the administrator of the forum, sometimes called the SysOp. I work behind the scenes to keep the forum running smoothly, and more importantly, I assist forum members with questions or problems. Now let's get started. In all forums, you first arrive at a welcome screen like this. Here, you can decide whether to visit the forum for a while before joining, or to join right away. Don't hesitate to join us if you're interested. There's no obligation involved, and members have full access to forums, where visitors often don't. I know you're in a hurry to join the party, but to save you time in the long run, let's take a quick look at the forum structure. All forums are designed the same, so this will help you find your way around any forum. On the message board, you can read messages from other members and post messages of your own. The libraries contain a variety of files contributed by members, which other members can download and use. And in the conference rooms, you can attend scheduled, electronic meetings and lectures, or just drop in for casual conversations with one or several other members. All this is available to all members around the clock, and...
And now let's go!
Okay. You can get a good idea of what's happening in a forum by checking the message board. Let's do that first. One way to find messages is to browse through the various sections. First, select a section that looks interesting. Then select a message to read. If the topic contains more than one message, you'll see the first...
Now wait a minute. This is interesting, but it could take a while. What if I know what I'm looking for? How can I find a particular message? Say, I know the date and who it was sent to.
No problem. It's easy to search for a message. Just choose the Search command from the Messages menu or click the Search Messages icon in the Forum toolbox. And this dialog box appears. You can search for messages in a number of ways. Notice the message sections listed on the left. You can search them all or unmark those you don't want searched. For your search, you'd click the To button on the right. Type the receiver's name or user ID number in the text box and change the date shown if needed. Then you're ready to search. The messages that meet your specs would then be listed.
Now that's more like it. I'm ready to read a message. What do I see? What can I do?
Here's an example of what you see, and you can do a lot besides read the message. With the buttons along the bottom, you can move among messages in the current topic or section, or go to the next topic. You can also see a diagram of how messages are related. Copy the message to your filing cabinet, reply to the message, and delete the message if it's to or from you.
Pretty slick.
Yes. And remember, help is always just a keystroke away. If you want to find out more, you can press the F1 key at any time, like this.
I'll remember that, F1. But how would I write a message for the board?
To post a message, you can choose Create Messages from the Messages menu, or click this icon in the toolbox. This is what you'll see. Just supply the information at the top. Every message must have a subject, and only one receiver. Be sure to select the forum and section where the message will be posted. Now you're ready to type in your message and send it. You can also file a copy, or put it in your outbasket for sending later if you have other messages you want to write too.
I'm ready to check out the libraries. I've heard about answers to common questions that I'd like to get a hold of.
Well, let's go over and take a look. First, back to the forum desktop. We can browse and search through libraries, much as we did through messages. This time, we'll use commands from the library's menu or the library icons for shortcuts. Now, as I was saying, browsing shows you a list of library sections. When you select a section, you see a listing of all files in that section. Here, you can select from a number of options for any files that interest you. Since you know exactly what you want, let's use the library search to find that list of questions you mentioned. This is the dialog where you set up a library search. It has similarities to the message search dialog we saw earlier, but you supply different information to search on. Let's use the keyword questions to see if we can find the file.
Hey, that looks like the one. How can I tell?
The quickest way is to read the description. It provides a lot of information about the highlighted file, including the contributor, the size and type of file, keywords, and more. For text and graphics files, you can also view the file's contents. If you want to retrieve the file right now, we can, or we...
Thanks, but I'd rather save that for next time. Let's go on to the conference room. That seems to be where the action is.
Fine, there's lots more here for you to explore next time. But before we move on, let me tell you about marking files for retrieval. It's a real time saver when you're going after lots of information. You can mark files for retrieval as you find them and retrieve them all at once by choosing Retrieve Marked Files from the library's menu. Oh, and by the way, there's a similar command on the Messages menu you can use to...
Thanks, that's good advice. Now, let's party!
It does sound like the open house is warming up. We'll just have time to take a quick look around the conference area before I have to get back to work. Keep in mind, though, that not all conferences are parties. Some focus on serious topics. Now, let's go in. Let's try to find a quiet room to talk for a minute. Keep in mind that we could listen to conversations in one conference room while in another. Here's how we get in. That's better. Now let's...
Please make this fast. I don't want to miss the party.
I understand. Very quickly then. You see only the conversation in the room in the box on top. What you type appears in the bottom box until you press Enter to send it. Then your comments appear in the top box where others can see them. Important messages from CompuServe appear in the box on the left.
Is there a way to find out more about who's hanging out here?
There sure is. That's the last thing I'll show you for now. Then you're on your own. By now you should be familiar with how all this works. Just choose Who's Here from the conference menu or click the toolbox icon. Here's what you see. You can pick the people you see listed by clicking All, Room, or Group. Then click Name or User ID to list people accordingly. You can find out even more about the person by clicking the Profile button. To talk privately to that person, click the Talk button.
Thanks for all the help and information, but I don't think I can absorb another forum factoid. I'll join the party for a while, then let myself out. It's the Leave command on the File menu, right?
Right. And remember, I'm no further away than your keyboard if you have questions. And other members are always glad to help, too.